Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. He says, Christ died for our sins like the scriptures said. He was buried and he raised from the dead on the third day, just like the scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. Listen, after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at the same time. Many of them, or most of them, are still alive. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. And last of all, Paul says, I saw him too. Now in Acts 1 and 3, it says, during the 40 days after his crucifixion, Jesus appeared to his apostles from time to time, alive, and proved to them in many ways that it was really he himself they were seeing. And on these occasions, Jesus would talk to them about the kingdom of God. Now, after 40 days, while speaking to his disciples, Jesus returned to heaven. But the last conversation he had with them was about the Holy Spirit. That's why I can't get away from this subject with you today. The Holy Spirit was on Jesus' mind all the time because he was with him throughout his entire life. We have to stop ignoring the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that when he came, he would be with us and in us. Do you know the Holy Spirit is actually in you? You are the temple or the house of the Holy Spirit. My question is, how much time do you fellowship with him? Now, by that, I don't mean, you know, when you have somebody to your house, a person can visit your house, but it doesn't mean you have to say a word to them. In fact, people we really feel comfortable with, sometimes they come and we're so busy, we just say, well, you've been here before, you know where everything is, you know, that's in there, you can find that, and in there you can find that, and there's always food in the refrigerator, just get whatever you want, and I'll see you around sometime. That's the way we treat the Holy Spirit, or even less. And yet he's the spirit of fellowship. And yet he's the spirit who empowers us. And yet he is the spirit who grants us gifts to accomplish success in life. Here Jesus is about to return to heaven, and the last conversation he has with his guys is, you need the Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you today on Resurrection Sunday, you need the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus' last conversation with his disciples. It needs to be our conversation this morning. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. He's with us to guide us, to teach us, to show us the way, to empower us, and to give us special gifts to fulfill our mission in life. In Acts 1 and 5, Jesus said, John baptized you with water, but in just a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 9 says, and after Jesus said these words, he was taken to heaven. And as he was going, they were looking into the sky, and suddenly two men wearing white clothes, of course they were angels, stood by them and said, men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring in the sky? Look, Jesus, who has gone away to heaven, someday he's going to come back just the way he left. Now, let me just say this to you guys, because today we're focusing on the resurrection, and many times we look at different parts of the Bible and we just deal with it in segments. But I want to let you know, Jesus not only came to die for our sins, but to prepare us for his return. Jesus, the whole story with Jesus and humanity is an ongoing story. what God plans for us. It's an eternal plan. But I won't get into all of it today. We as Christians have a resurrection promise as well. I need to tell you this because this fact is seldom even mentioned in sermons. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we will also have a bodily resurrection after we die. Now, think about that. That's a selah. Pause and think about it. What's he saying? What I'm saying is someday your body, if you die before the rapture, your body is going to reunite with your spirit that is in heaven. Presently, all Christians, when they die, their spirit leaves this earthly body, and they are escorted to heaven by angels to the presence of God. Did you know that? That's going to happen to you if the rapture doesn't take place first. You are going to leave this physical body when an angel comes and escorts you to heaven, into the presence of God. Jesus explained this truth by the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Listen to what he said. In Luke chapter 16 and 22, Jesus said, Lazarus died, and the angels carried him to the arms of Abraham in heaven. That's what happens to every Christian when they die. An angel comes and escorts them to heaven. But things changed. It says here, Jesus was the first to receive a glorified body, and that is why Jesus is referred to as the first fruits of the resurrection. Now listen to what the scripture says. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, it says, now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. In other words, because Jesus rose from the dead, we will also rise from the dead as he did. What are we talking about? Look, your body is in the grave. Your spirit is already in heaven. So what is he talking about? He's saying one day, just like Jesus got up, you're going to get up. It's going to happen. Listen to how it happens here, because it's going to happen during the rapture of the church. And the Apostle Paul gets the insight from the Holy Spirit about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 51. Now, pay attention. He says, behold, I tell you a mystery. For we shall not all die, but we must all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. But when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to life forever. And we who are alive will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. And our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. See, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that one day our spirit and our body will be reunited. Can we pause and give God some praise for that? That's another benefit of salvation. Now, I'm coming to a close, so I want you to listen to me carefully. Jesus Christ will return. It's one of the things that he talks to me so often about. That's the Holy Spirit. Jesus is coming soon. Stephen, Jesus is coming soon. I want you to tell the people Jesus is coming soon. I really believe it's because of what the scripture says about his return, that it's going to happen when most do not expect him. In Luke chapter 17 and 26, this is what Jesus said. He said, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat and the flood came and destroyed them all. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building. Until the morning, Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes,
it will be business as usual right up to the day when Jesus returns. And folks, because of that, not everyone will be raptured. There will be many who are left behind to experience great suffering in the tribulation period. In fact, Jesus said it in Matthew 24 and verse 40, two men will be working together. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding flour in the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Now listen to what the Lord says after that. Therefore, watch, keep watching, keep looking, for you don't know the hour when your Lord will return.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You don't know the hour when your Lord will return. Now, this is the reason why I want you to listen carefully. Because the Bible says many people who profess Christianity are going to be left behind too. Not just the people who say, I don't know him, don't want to know him, don't tell me anything about it. No, the people who are in church, giving tithes and offerings, singing in the choir, deacon and everything else, ushering, many of those people are going to be left behind. In Matthew 7 and 21, it says, not everyone who says to me, these are Jesus' words, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. You see, folks, true salvation, not the made-up salvation, true salvation comes by asking Jesus Christ to come into your life as Savior and Lord. Lord means he rules, not you. It requires loving God and putting God first, making him your priority. It requires walking by faith. And it requires obedience to the word of God. John 3 and 16, it says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But listen to what Jesus said about this. In John 14, 23, Jesus said, all who love me will do what I say. God is judging your love by your obedience. See, your obedience will determine whether you go in the rapture or not. My Father will love them, and we will come and make a home with each of them. Verse 24 says, anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. So you can blow the Lord kisses all you want while you disobey. And he'll say, you don't love me because you're not obeying the word of God. You are doing your own thing, thinking that you can have a relationship with me when I'm the Lord and you're not. And I am telling you what my word says. It is not my word, Jesus said over and over. It is my Father's word. And in heaven, we are holy. Holiness without which no one will see the Lord. That means to live a morally pure life. You see, folks, there are areas and issues in many of our lives that must change if we want to be a part of the rapture and go to heaven. Ushers, lock the doors right now. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, thank you. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says that we must live morally pure lives. That's a holy life. Now, folks, I know there's a lot of people doing all kinds of things. We are in a culture that says, do whatever you want to do and it's all right. That is not the truth. You have got to obey the word of God. You have to. That's if you want to make it in the rapture and you want to go to heaven. And this is what the Lord says. This is amazing. Hebrews chapter 12. Listen to what it says, verse 1 and 2. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. See, we are in the world. We're not of the world, but it can slow you down just being in the world. There are temptations and all kinds of things pulling on you, trying to make you like the world. See, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Listen, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Some people are walking in disobedience while they are professing being a Christian, and it's tripping them up. Yet they will tell you, I love the Lord, and the Lord is saying, if you love me, you'll obey me. Because my Father, we join with those who obey me, obey the word. But the scripture is clearly telling us that many still have problems with sin in their lives, and it's tripping them up. But we don't talk about this enough. Oh, it's quiet in here. Keep those doors locked. Goes on to say, so let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We have to get rid of the sins that trip us up. It could be in a relationship. It could be just, God's not telling me what to say up here, so I'm not going to get specific, and I don't want anybody to think, oh, he's reading my mail. I'm not reading anybody's mail. I'm just simply telling you, got to obey God. How's that? Now, this is very important, though, because you will have people who say, well, I love the Lord, and I consider myself a Christian. But see, folks, listen, you really have to understand what the Bible says. As a Christian, you cannot habitually sin. See, the Bible says a person may fall as a Christian, as a believer, as a righteous man may fall seven times, but he always gets up. In other words, he doesn't stay in his sin. He doesn't stay in that perpetual relationship. He doesn't stay still doing those different things that he's been doing that are actually sin. No, he repents and says, Lord, help me. I'm not going back. The Bible says a righteous man can do that even seven times, but he gets back up. In other words, he's repenting and saying, no, I'm not going to live like this because I love Jesus. I love God, and I want to be right in my heart. But listen to what it says in 1 John 3 and 8. It says, when people keep on sinning, it shows that they are under the power of the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning. And the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. See, receiving Jesus Christ as Savior is to give you the power to fight against the temptations and the disobedience and the hiccups and the besetting sin. See, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, gives you the strength to resist the devil, to resist the temptation. And by the way, the Bible says there is no temptation that is something unusual. They're all common to man. But God will never allow you to be tested beyond what you are able to bear. There is no reason to sin, in other words, because God will not allow you to go through anything that you can't handle. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved you. Don't you say, oh, I had to do it. No, you didn't. Not if you're a Christian. You're more than a conqueror. God has given you the power through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again. Receiving Jesus as Savior gives you power to fight against temptation. This is so important because we're celebrating the resurrection. The Lord wants you to know the whole story. The Bible says Jesus was as in all points tempted like we were, but yet no sin. Jesus did not sin. You know, there is actually a survey that people have been asked, do you think Jesus sinned? Do you know a large number of people believe Jesus sinned while he was here? But the Bible says he did no sin. Jesus did not sin. And guess what? You don't have to habitually sin. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be delivered from your sins, completely delivered from your sin. That's why Jesus came. He came to destroy the works of the devil. That includes sin. Now, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as Savior, you need to do it today. Don't wait. Because time is not promised to anyone. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. In other words, this is God's time. He's talking to us. And I realize perhaps maybe most here are born again. You've accepted Jesus as Savior. But you're struggling, saints. You're struggling with something in your life that you just have to put it on the altar and walk away from it. Could be a relationship. I keep going back to that because that is one of the ways the devil uses mostly to trip us up and tie us up in some type of sin, habitual sin, a soul tie. Somebody you're tied to emotionally. It's hard to just give them up when you know this is not the will of God. But you have to do it, folks. You have to do it. I'm talking to somebody right now. You say, who is it? I'm not going to tell you. Because God didn't tell me. In Romans chapter 10 and 9, it tells us how to receive the Lord as personal Savior and Lord. It says, if you confess with your mouth and say that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, we're right here on Resurrection Sunday, see? You'll be saved. We believe with our hearts and are made right with God. And we confess with our mouths to say that we believe he is our Savior and we are saved, the Bible says. And then it says, anyone who puts their trust in Jesus Christ will never be disappointed.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of The Holy Spirit and the Resurrection. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week. And, you know, you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job. Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.